Ramayan Ayodhya Kanda, Part 14. Next, the great rishi named Jabali began to speak, with the hope of inspiring within Ram some desire to enjoy royal opulence and sense gratification, and thus causing him to return to Ayodhya. Jabali expounded the following atheistic philosophy. O Prince, the living being is nothing more than the resultant combination of sperm and ovum. The father is the efficient cause of the living being, and the mother is the material cause. But in reality, the only cause of creation is the chance interaction of atomic particles. For when a person dies, he or she once more becomes dust. Thus, everything is only a combination of atoms and nothing more. And what we call mother, father, son, or daughter has no actual relationship with us. So Ram, why should you undergo suffering just for the sake of your so-called father? What is the use of performing funeral ceremonies? Can the dead actually eat your offerings? Only what we can directly perceive is all in all. So therefore, my dear Ram, you should enjoy that which is pleasing to the senses by accepting the kingdom from Bharat. Hearing this diatribe, Ram angrily replied, "Your views are actually impiety in the garb of piety, and thus they are most dangerous, for in the name of wisdom, you are preaching the grossest type of ignorance. Real knowledge leads to self-realization, whereas one who lives only for the pleasure of the senses becomes a slave to uncontrolled lust and greed. Therefore, truth is the highest principle of virtue, and thus I will adhere to the order of my father without being swayed by the aspiration for personal sense gratification. This earth is the field of action, and when one attains the rarely achieved human birth, one should only perform pious activities. My father made a mistake by keeping you as his minister because your views are atheistic, and a non-believer like yourself is so condemned that the Vedas prohibit one from even seeing your face. O Ram, in truth, I am a follower of the Vedas, and I do have firm faith in the existence of God. I was only speaking from that viewpoint in hope of persuading you to return to Ayodhya." At that, Vasistha intervened, since Ram had become highly agitated by Jabali's speech. "Ram, Jabali spoke like an atheist only because he knew how much everyone wants you to return to Ayodhya and sit on the throne. In the dynasty of Ikshvaku, every great ruler of the past selected their eldest son to inherit the kingdom, and the unbroken rule has been that for as long as the elder brother is alive, the younger brother cannot accept the throne. Therefore, we again implore you, return to Ayodhya. You should consider that to deny my order would be an irreligious act, for the instruction of the Guru takes precedence over those given by a mother or father." However, Ram remained adamant, insisting that one's duty to his parents can never be transgressed. So when Bharata realized that his attempt to persuade Ram was futile, he became so sad that he ordered Sumantra, "You should spread kusha grass in front of the doorway of Ram's cottage. There I will sit, blindfolded, foregoing all food and drink until Ram relents and accepts the royal throne. But Sumantra would not act without Ram's order. Thus Bharat spread the kusha grass with his own hands and sat down in front of Ram's cottage. Ram then said, "My dear brother, why are you adopting this attitude? Why are you so stubbornly trying to oppose me?" Thus addressed, Bharata gave up the idea of fasting until death, but he continued pleading, "Let me act as your proxy by staying here in the forest for 14 years while you return to Ayodhya." Just then, a host of celestial rishis appeared invisibly in the sky, applauding the wonderful conversation between the two brothers. Then, desiring to accelerate the death of Ravana, the rishis spoke, "O Bharata, you should follow the advice of your elder brother, Ram." Finally surrendering to the inevitable, Bharat produced a pair of wooden sandals inlaid with gold. He then requested Ram to place his lotus feet upon the shoes. Ram did as his brother asked, and then returned the sandals to Bharat. Then, with sandals in hand, Bharata bowed to Ram. After relegating the burden of ruling the kingdom to these very sandals, "I shall remain outside Ayodhya, wearing matted hair and the clothing of tree bark. O Ram, I shall subsist only upon fruit and roots while awaiting your return. But if, however, after 14 years, you do not come back to Ayodhya, then I shall give up my life by entering fire." Ram sanctioned this statement and then embraced Bharata and Shatrughna, assuring them that he would return after 14 years when his exile had expired. And so, with tears in his eyes, Ram bid farewell to his brothers, urging them not to neglect or hate Kaikeyi. Ram then spoke some sweet words to his mothers, although they were too upset to reply. Bharata then circumambulated Ram, and at last, while imploring everyone to leave for Ayodhya, Ram turned his back and entered the cottage.